Well, good afternoon. Yes, literally the moment I hit record and get everything started, the internet becomes unstable. I can't tell you how frustrated I am right now. Some of you who live in regions where you have less stable internet, you probably know exactly what I'm going through. Where you pay to get somebody to come out, fix internet, they say it's all fixed, it's fixed, they go away, and then it becomes unstable. I literally have one more choice to go after. I was trying to avoid that one because that's the more expensive one. But we'll see if we can get through this webinar with this recording. I have another location I'll be recording at tomorrow, so I know the webinar for tomorrow will be fine. Can you let me know while I'm just kind of talking and everybody's getting set up, has the audio flatlined a little bit? Okay, so it does seem to have gotten slightly better. All right, we will try and go with that and see how it goes. All right, so today, actually what we were trying to do last week, and now we're left to do it today, is dealing with building custom loops for WordPress. Now, part of why we are going to be doing this webinar and why we're going to do it last week, and there's a bunch of upcoming webinars, some that are on the calendar, some that are not on the calendar yet, is we need to understand how we can manipulate the content in the database out the information that we want. A very real future where the front end of WordPress is not going to be exactly how people want it to be. Sound is going in and out, and yeah, I'm actually being told by, yes, Zoom is now telling me the internet is unstable. Which means the recording is going to be really weird. All right, let me just see if it picks up slightly. So with the whole thing of the query being the way we access the database. Okay, so we're back. Let me quick give a summary. WordPress, I do not think is going to look like WordPress in the future. We already see this happening with the direction of Gutenberg and the desire for everybody to have this drag and drop interface, even the end users, where I'm going to tell you right now, if you are the only one touching the back end of WordPress, you probably do not need the whole drag and drop Gutenberg editor system for your content, because the client's never going to touch it. They're going to give you information for you to post, or they're going to give you information, or you're going to set their website up. And then that's going to be it. You don't need a dynamic system. So over the course of the next 4 months, we are going to be looking at A, alternatives to WordPress, and B, how to use WordPress in its current form, and C, how to create custom front ends that simply fetch the data out of the database and allow you to build, whether you want to call them static sites or headless sites or any of the new hip trendy words of this. But at the end of the, or kind of at the start of everything, we have to understand the query, how to get the information out of the database. So we're going to spend just a little bit of time talking about the WP query. Now, the reason why we are going to be talking about the WP query and not talking about things like, And my notes just froze. Hold on 1 second. Yes, okay. There are about 4 to 5, well, actually there's 6 different ways without any hard work for you to get information out of the database. One is the REST API. That's only on a front end. It requires you to do a lot of post-processing filtering. Once you get the information. So the REST API would be us visiting a URL. It gives, oh, we're gone now. I hope I'm still here. So the REST API gives us everything you need. And now, oh, I know some of you may be very frustrated with this, but I can honestly say you're probably not as frustrated as I am. Okay. Let me keep going before I actually toss this computer overboard. Ooh, maybe that's a good insurance way. I'll just say, for some reason, the Mac leapt over the side of the boat, and therefore I need the boat insurance to pay for a new computer. Not that, now that that's fully recorded, now I'm going to get insurance fraud. Right. Okay. Let's get back to without that rabbit trail. So the REST API gives us everything. Developers, designers, builders of websites. But we have to do post-processing. We have to filter through, because we get everything. Then we have to want this. Basically, we have to write our own queries. Outside of the REST API. So that's one thing that can be done. Then there is a whole idea of pre-get posts. This is a function that only exists inside WordPress. We can use it in inside like a headless area. But this here, let's see if everybody's following along. When I call the main query of WordPress, how many posts are displayed in the main query? Any idea? 10, exactly. And where are those posts drawn from? What part of, what type of post type is used in the main query of WordPress? Sarah, yes, I will do that. So the pre-get posts only affects main query, which means it gets 10 from the post type in chronological order. I'll just do order. Stickies is different. You know, it's the basic. It's what you have on the blog page. Does that make sense? This is a hook, a function that exists now. The archive page is not the main hook, the main query, so therefore it's not going to, the anytime we use this as a hook or a function, it doesn't affect any of the archive stuff. Now, the other ones that we can do is a get post, and we can also use get pages. Very similar, but these are old and outdated, but they still exist in WordPress. And it simply fetches just the posts. It also, by default, is 10 posts, chronological order, all the authors are included. Get pages only gets pages in chronological order from date of publish. Although, every single one of these get posts, get pre, get post, get posts, you can add attributes, arguments, attributes inside the argument that specify, okay, we're going to go get the post from this category or from this author. But so there is pre-get post affects main query. This only affects posts. This only affects pages. And it's outdated because, we now have custom post types. We have other types of information. So WordPress also went and built something like query posts. So query posts is a great way to do exactly that. It modifies the main query and basically it throws out the main query. So if you use this query post as opposed to pre-get posts, pre-get post affects the main query. We still use the main query. If we use query post, there are no arguments included by default. We have to build it all. So we have to say, go get me 10 from this author, from this category, from this area. So again, the REST API is outside. Then pre-get post affects the main query on the homepage. It doesn't affect any other location. And it already comes with things. So if we just need to slightly modify, we can hook things in here. If we want to just get the post, get the pages, we can use that. Query post is all else for creating your own stuff. But I left this one up here because this is still the grandmommy of them all. So WP Query has all of this stuff built in and gives us the greatest amount of flexibility. Now, we can sit there and spend all day talking about, and you can look through all the notes in the handout that's now on the bottom of the chat room about how you can use the WP Query, how it fits, how you should look at creating different queries, how you can choose which post, which page, which category, all this good stuff. But what would probably be more helpful before we go look at plugins like Loop Studio that can do this stuff for us, I think we need to spend just a slight bit of time so you can see it inside the inside the basics of how WordPress works. And that's, remember WordPress works within the loop. So if you were looking at the handout, bear with me one second while a few of the pages of the handout load so I can tell you exactly which page we're looking for. I'll just do this. Okay. So we're going to get rid of all this. We're going to stay with the WP query. So let's say we are in a PHP. I'm going to have it mark up PHP so that we're just going to comment that out. Let's go ahead and open PHP just so that we can be operating and you can see the markup. Now, I'm going to type something that hopefully should be very familiar to everybody. If have posts Wow. Have posts. The post. This should be immediately, everybody should say, that is the WordPress loop. And then we put, I'm just going to be the put your template code here. So whatever we are fetching out. Now, let's say we want to create our own query. And so we want a, we need to write our query before we start the loop. Why? And we're going to create our, we'll call this one our custom loop. So again, sorry, custom query. Now remember in PHP, we can simply assign a variable. You can name it whatever you want. So we're going to do new WP query. So basically our PHP variable, and we're not going to spend too much time on the code just so nobody gets frustrated with too much duct tape around their head. We are saying we're going to start a new object, a new query object. All the stuff in WordPress about fetching the database, pulling things out, grabbing everything that we want. We're starting a new one and we are saving it as a custom query. Now watch how we modify the loop. Ready? We're going to use custom query, have posts. Custom query, have posts, custom query, the loop. So now it is simply looking at the custom query, which is going to be our new query into WordPress database. And it's going to have arguments. Well, where do those arguments come from? They're up here. And we get to play with arrays. So then we start seeing things like, okay, the post type is going to come from products. And then we can start filling out every single thing about our little query, things that we are going to dive into. Bear with me one second. Pulling up my notes. Where'd it go here? Okay, so we can get the post type product. Then we could do, if it's in a category of 4, so that has an ID of 4. So we're feeding all these things about our post type into the arguments. The benefit of it really seems something like that. It goes wonky. Okay. I'll try and be succinct with my words. Now, we're about ready to leave all this code behind. There's a huge benefit of mastering this. Does anybody see it? It means you can create a query that affects anywhere simply by declaring a new query with whatever arguments you want in here. affects the actual outcome of, okay, if this custom query has posts, so what's the custom query? The post types that are part of the product post type that are in category number 4. And something this technical, I just need to pre-record this one locally. And then throw all of this Netgear stuff overboard. And now I just see it all went red. All right, here's what I'm going to do. This is basically now the third time I will have postponed this. I am in a location tomorrow for tomorrow's webinar that's at 1:00. I can do a recap of this query and then we'll dive into Loop Studio. Because I'm, okay, please keep, I'll keep going as long as we can get it over. So yeah, we'll keep going for the next, let's do that. We'll keep going for this next hour. And please let me know when I drop out and I'll try and repeat myself. Okay. So there are three parts. Let's break it down like this. There are three parts to what's on the screen. Now, Sarah, yes, this could be written in the functions.php file or any template file. Like I could go into the single.php file or singular.php, any of your template files which are going to be used to display content. The reason why is I could have something like this. I'm just gonna maybe div id equals content. Div class single post. Maybe this will help you see how it's being put together. So see how this can be in an archive page. This could be on, like you could create your own page called archive products, archive books. Let's say you have a custom post type called books. Well, I can create, and this would be on the archive.books page. You don't have to use default archive systems built by WordPress. You can simply create your own queries wherever you want them. So I put my arguments so that this would be from custom post type books, limit -1. So there's no limit. It's going to go get every single book out of that. We run it through our WP query because the arguments are added here. Custom query. And then when we're inside that template file, again, wrapped inside HTML, we can start writing the WordPress loop. But rather than simply doing if have post, we're going to say if the custom query has post. Did this return anything of value? Yes. Okay. Well, we have them. This custom query has post. We're going to show the first post, single post. In which case, then we have our post title or whatever you're going to do. And then it goes through the loop again, finds the next post title of the next book in this list. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So the benefit in this is we can drop our custom WP queries as long as you create the arguments and add it here. We can put this above anywhere that the WordPress loop exists and then add our PHP variable before each one of the functions. You know, the call to check and see if there are posts, if they have posts, and pull out the post, the latest. I'm going to keep talking until somebody in the chat room says I'm back, and I will give a quick recap. I'm still talking. Just let me to the ears of your... Okay, you're back.
I can't connect to the Wi-Fi network. You might want to check the connection settings in the Google Home app.
Now Google's upset at me. I have deprived Google of her connection to the mothership. She's upset at me. Okay. So the benefit, again, if I repeat myself, that's what's just going to happen today. We can modify any query. Now, where this is a huge benefit, I know some of you have old websites that you have either inherited or you built it a really long time ago, and maybe it was even built before a time where certain custom post types existed. Maybe it was built before you added on an e-commerce solution, maybe through WooCommerce or something else. And you just say, I need to be able to include certain posts or certain custom post types in the current loop on this page. And you're trying to figure out, how do I do that? Well, this is one of the easy ways to do it, because most of the time, you're probably just going to come along and you're looking through the template file that exists on that WordPress site. Look at something like this. Ignore all this. And you'll see this. And so somewhere else, they have written code that you have a site, an old site that uses the traditional WordPress loop, or a theme that uses the traditional loop, and you want to go in without rewriting the entire page. This is one of the benefits of understanding the WP query. Because without affecting the actual design layout of the page, you can go into the top part of the page, into the PHP, simply write your own WP query using all the arguments. I'm going to show you a simple several different ways that you can do this. You just create your own, and then you go through that page simply adding the PHP variable. This could be in the child theme. Yes, it would be in the child theme if you're overwriting it. But this is also true if, for whatever reason, there's an old plugin that's no longer being updated, it's been abandoned, you need to change some of the loops. You can simply add in that PHP variable right before the have posts, while have posts, the post. And now, the output will be based on what you declared, not what the original theme author declared. If you were the original theme author and you maybe you wrote something like, or somebody you hired, or you found somebody who had built something that used one of those other that we talked about at the very beginning, by learning how to do this, we can now affect all of this. Now, there is a way to do this. One second. Let me get our query. I need to share this screen. So let me change the new share to I want trying to share it to a certain tab. Hold on. Here we are. Okay. So one of the ways to look at this is by going to generate WP and looking at the WP query generator. This is a free generator. You'll notice how we kind of have the similar things that we were doing before. The only difference is there's none of the arguments filled in. This will help you fill in the arguments. So you just go through here and look at the top bar and you say, posts and pages. What do I need? Okay, post name. No, these are all individual posts. I mean, I could go through here and if I've already identified that these are the post IDs, it's going to give me that argument right here. It's going to create it for me. See, P equals whatever is there. That's for the post ID. I can come over here and say, you know what? I want to display it if it's in the books post type and if it's in the products post type. And we want to make sure it's published. So we're going to update that code and it will create all of our arguments, exactly what we need. We can go through and make sure only return it if it's Benjamin was the author. Okay, so once you've done this and you kind of figured out exactly the query that you want, you could go ahead and just copy paste this, go back, and I'm going to change the share so that you can see it. Go back to what your theme is doing. It could be on one of the template files, one of the child theme template files, whatever you want. Simply paste it in here. And then we're going to come over here and replace the object here, because now this query references this one. So now it's going to do if have posts. Well, what type of have posts from this new query, which is going to get all the post types, books and products that are published by the author named Benjamin, and it must have either ID 489 or 234987. It's not going to pull back anything else. And then, so then we have, well, if we had query the post and we're going to loop through it. So this is, it was always built this way, but it's kind of the sneaky way that nobody talks about where you can go in and change by simply adding new type of a query object. And then simply you assign that saved query object into the WordPress loop. Now, let's take a look at Loop Studio. Now, before I jump over there, did everybody understand how I went from this? Let me share it on your screen. How I went from this, the actual generate WP code, and how I pasted it into the code. Let me share that. How I pasted it into the code. Great. Feel like we can just simply go over to generate WP because that's not just an area of Loop Studio that most of us aren't probably going to use right off the bat. So we're going to come over here to the site that has Loop Studio. So here we are with Loop Studio. And we're going to jump right over to the shortcode creator. So right off the bat, we're going to be presented with our selections of everything that we can choose. And it's going to be integrated with our website. So therefore, I can go in and I can say, oh, look, these are the different custom post types that are part of this website. So it found that we, in some other event, we have a book custom post type. We have actually a template custom post type, which comes from Beaver Builder. So I'm going to say posts and pay and book. That's fine. Now you'll be able to see the shortcode if you're using it inside a shortcode or inside the Loop Studio event. But don't worry about that. All we want to do is we want to build out this loop, because I want to show you how you can use Loop Studio without turning it fully on an old website. And you can grab, it's going to give you the code, just like Generate WP, where you can go paste it into your own template files. So then we can come over here and say, you know what? We want to make sure it included in the testing category. So we're going to include the testing category. And let's actually go say, we're going to exclude anything that is in uncategorized. Now you're going to actually see it category in 11 category, not in 1. And then we're going to go through and say, you know what, go ahead and we're going to select all the stuff for the author, Ben. And then we can come over here, post status. We want to make sure that it is for published. Now that's default. Let's just go ahead and do draft just so you can see it showing up. So far everybody's following, right? We've done a few webinars on Loop Studio. You can use this to build, but this is where the benefit is. Okay. Once you have selected all the items and you can see them changing the shortcode output, ignore this. Just go over to the Create PHP code. Why is that? Notice how there is a WP query here. Oh, it's a new WP query with arguments. Oh, this looks exactly like what we were just doing. So where are the arguments? They're all up here. Let's just go ahead and take this. We don't need the page right now because that's adding in other things. Template. So just go ahead and copy it. And then let me change the share over to our Sublime Text so you can see that. We're going to drop it right in here. I just dropped it right in with all of the items that were set, the arguments, directly affecting or related to this specific website. So it knew which post types, it knew which category IDs, it handled all this. The only thing we have left to do is either rewrite this item and replace it over here. So now this query, this loop, is going to be using our custom query. This way you don't have to use the Loop Studio's templating option if you don't want to. If you already have a functional website, you just need to modify into that. Don't waste your time trying to build custom templates and do all this. Just change the loop. Now you can actually see the rest of the template going on. See if have posts, while have posts, the posts, but you'll notice how they each have this PHP variable, the object, LS query, Loop Studio query. Where's that coming from? It's a new WP query object with the arguments. What are the arguments? It's being pulled from that list. So the WP query is probably, once you feel like you're comfortable with CSS, the output, some of the PHP hooks and functions, This is the next evolution of taking your WordPress knowledge to the next. There's only three parts. All the arguments, and that's why there's a 40, because I tried to include, I think, all the most current arguments that are part of WordPress code with examples. You feed that into a new WP query. I'm trying to remember which. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. Share. Okay. So, again, you've got all your arguments. You're feeding it into a new WP query object. And then, so that's the first is the arguments. The second is creating a new query. Third is integrating, which means you don't have to touch any of the design layouts of the front end of website. You just simply go after adjusting the actual content. All right, so what I'm gonna do is I am going to try and stop this. I have no idea how Zoom will do on the recording. I'd love to get any additional questions, probably not now because we keep going in and out. Ask the questions either in Slack or you can send me an email, and we will meet slightly early tomorrow before the webinar. And we'll answer a bunch of those questions, but we'll be in a more stable internet. All right, everybody. Again, apologies for this. I know eventually we will get it fixed so that we'll have the stable internet.